You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hello, everybody. Blessings to you on today. I pray that you are doing outstanding. What's that old song? Outstanding. You know that? Girl, you knocked me out. Okay. But anyway, I pray that you are doing outstanding and welcome to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, hot Atlanta. And I really do. I thank you. I am so appreciative of many of you that have been letting me know that you're enjoying the program. Thank you. Some of you let me know on Facebook. Hey, we're watching or we're hearing you, rather. I do a Facebook Live often, so many of you are on that as well. But I do sincerely appreciate you. And thank you. Now, listen, if you want to be a part of what we call our studio audience, all you got to do is text the word LOA. You know what that stands for, right? Law of Attraction. Text LOA to 40691. Okay? Text LOA to 40691. You know what? It is spring. Oh, here in Georgia, I'm looking out of my window and the trees. Now, just a few weeks ago, they were just bare. But now, with all this pollen, now they are just beautiful and it is wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. The trees are blooming. The flowers are blooming. It's just a change. But have you ever noticed that many of us, like myself, it's something about spring that makes us want to clean. It's something about spring that just, it really does. It makes me want to clean out with the old and preparing for the new. And that's what I really want to deal with on today. And so we want to talk about removing the clutter. You know, this is when many people have their garage sales, or as even in the summertime, because we're getting rid of the clutter. And I believe it is the clutter that is blocking many of our attractions. You're saying, well, Dr. Mosley, I've been trying to attract using the principles of law of attraction to bring more into my life. But could it be that the clutter is stopping what you're trying to attract? It's the clutter that is around you. And so today we're going to help remove the clutter. We're going to stop the clutter. Really, I want to say we want to stop the clutter, or stop clutter from the possibility. Stop cluttering. That's what I wrote it down on my notes. Stop cluttering the possibility. Stop cluttering your manifestation. Stop cluttering your attraction. Stop cluttering it, and you'll have a greater chance to really receive what it is that you're desiring. But we got to stop the clutter, okay? And that's what we want to deal with, removing that clutter. You know, we don't want to call it junk, because it may not be junk, but it's just clutter. It's too much stuff that is in the way. We need to get rid of some of these things that are in our way so that we can really prepare for great things that are coming our way. Are you ready? Listen, I have many callers that are already in queue. And don't forget now, if you have not text the word LOA to 40691, you need to do it right now so that you will receive the notification when I'm going on a broadcast that you can be a part of our studio audience. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And together, we will stop the clutter. Doesn't that get you going? It just gets me going every time. Listen, thank you so very much. I appreciate you for logging in and tuning in to your spiritual GPS to success. I believe, and it is really my belief and my passion, that you can achieve what you desire. You really can. But are you ready for what you desire? Are you ready for what you desire? You know, because of the clutter that can be in our lives. I travel, well, especially prior to COVID-19, I was traveling quite a bit. And on the airplane, I remember a few times when we were in what is called a holding pattern, where we're just circling and circling in the air, and you're seeing the same cloud over and over again. And you're circling because we cannot land yet. Why? Because maybe there's something in the way that is blocking us from landing. Then I've been on some flights where we've landed on the ground and we were just a few feet away from the terminal gate, but we couldn't pull up to the gate because there was a plane already occupying that gate. We were waiting on that plane to move. Maybe the plane I was on, because I was on it, maybe it was early. Maybe it was, you know, maybe that was a delay in the prior plane that was occupying that spot. But something was there blocking our entrance. Many times I want to encourage you to know that your blessing, your manifestation, your car, your home that you're believing God for, it's there, but something is in its space. There's a space in your life that's already preoccupied. And we got to remove the clutter. Oh, can you imagine? You got this beautiful furniture set, bedroom set, a living room set that is pulling up to your door, but they have nowhere to put it. You already still have the old set there, and there's no room to put this anywhere. We have to remove the clutter. We got to get rid of the clutter to make room for the greater. Did that make sense for somebody? You got to remove the clutter to make room for the greater. And so today I want us to think about what clutter do I need to remove? Sometime I gave a reading to someone the other day and I told them, I said, I don't think you're really ready. I don't see that you're ready for a marriage yet because of the clutter that's in your life. They were still grieving the loss of a loved one. And I said, that clutter is blocking you. You're saying you want to be with someone. I think you want to be with someone to help you deal with the grief, but not to be married. Because when someone comes in there, they may, let's say, they may touch your grandmother's quilt. Ah, don't touch that quilt. That's my grandmother's. See, you're still in that grieving state. Well, they want to use this particular plate to eat all of it. No, no, no. That was my mama's plate. You know, are you really ready? Are you ready to be married? Or is it still that I need to remove the clutter? I need to remove the clutter of unbelief. There's a new job for somebody. There is great success, but that clutter of, no, you can't do this. You're not talented enough. You know, you're not smart enough. Now, we hear these things, and you hear me saying, oh, Dr. Mosley, that's not real. Oh, yes, it is. Maybe somebody right now, you went to the club or you went out to the social with your mask, and all the other ladies were being approached by other guys, but nobody approached you. Nobody wanted to dance, or nobody asked you to have a drink with them. And the clutter will start. You're not attractive. You're not pretty. Nobody wants to be around you. Could it be that that's the clutter? And we got to get rid of that clutter to say, oh, yes, I am gorgeous. Yes, I am attractive. I want to encourage us today. Think about what clutter is in your life that we need to remove. Now, for me, I started really literally with the clutter. Because I don't like clutter. I really don't. But I have a couple of rooms in my house that have clutter. You know, them closets. You know, the junk drawer in the kitchen. We have a couple of junk drawers where you put all them spoons and knives. And then you start adding them little packets of ketchup and the little sip. Because especially during COVID and when we were quarantined, we ordered out a lot. So we got all these silverware packets and utensils and just put it all in the drawer. We need to get rid of that clutter. Wherever that's clutter, that's a symbol of a cluttered mind. But notice how you feel when you remove the clutter. When you finally clean out that drawer, when you finally clean out the closet, doesn't it make you feel better? Doesn't it make you feel good? I went on vacation a week ago, and as soon as I came off of vacation, I guess I had newfound strength. I went to one closet in my basement, and I began to clean My kids was like, what's going on? I began to clean, and then they came and looked at the closet and said, ooh, Daddy, it looks so different. Yes, it does. Why? Because we got rid of the clutter. Now, I have another room that we call the storage room in the basement. Oh, it's cluttered, y'all. I'm telling you, it is cluttered. And it's in fact, when I go to that room, it's one of those rooms that you open the door and you feel for the light switch before you go in there. You feel on the side of the wall, where's that light switch? Because of the clutter, it slows you down. Clutter has a way of slowing you down. Clutter has a way of blocking you. Today, we're going to remove that clutter. What clutter do you need to remove? Listen, can I go to the line right now? I believe I want to go to Carol. Carol is one of our favorites right here. Carol in New York, I want you to see if you can unmute your line, Carol, and see if I can come to you. Because we got to find out the clutter that we got to remove. Carol, how you doing on today?
It must have been meant for me to tune in today, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
I am wonderful, Carol. How are you doing?
I've had better days. I did something and injured my sacroiliac. And I've been pretty much off my feet for the past month.
Wow.
And yeah, so it put me to a stop. And just before that, I had new floors put in. So you start talking about clutter. Yes, I was ready to purge, but I've been sidelined. And the thing I'm thinking about is clutter around me. And you're just reinforcing my need to purge. Laying here has helped me to purge my thoughts a great deal. But now I'm able to, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I start looking around in a more physical manner and say, oh, too much clutter. So this was a very timely show.
So you understand. You understand when we talk about clutter and how important it is to remove it.
Yes, because everything vibrates on multiple levels. We have the physical level. But there's also that spiritual level. And you want to be open and clear on all of those levels. So, you know, it is important.
Now, I am glad you mentioned that. I am glad because we do have, like you said, the physical, we have the spiritual level. We even have a what you call, some may put spiritual with emotional, but there's an emotional level. Some people cannot move forward because of they were hurt in a marriage that was maybe 5 years ago, but that pain is still alive. And now it's cluttering your life. It's cluttering the romance. Some people are even cluttered financially. Some people, now believe it or not, this sounds ridiculous, but there are some people that got so much money, they don't know what to do. But, and you know what? Let me prove that. Sometimes when you broke and you don't have any money, you know every bill you need to pay. You know every person you owe. But soon as you get some money, you forget what bills you're supposed to pay. You forget
things
who you owe.
Things become too vague, right?
Well, it's like, I'm cluttered. I got too much money. But, hey, we just got to know how to organize, how to clear the clutter. This, and even I am that way. When it comes to bills, I have certain things. My mother was like this. She would put certain monies in envelopes. Now, this is for the light bill. This is for the gas bill. She had everything in the envelope. So she would, you know, that's her way of minimizing the clutter. But, Carol, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, as I told you, I've been, you know, kind of laid up for the past 4 weeks. And it kind of unnerved me a bit. I'm never had a situation like this and hope to never have it again. So, with removing clutter, what do you see in general? What am I moving forward to? What am I clearing up for? Any insights on how to do this or what needs to be purged?
Well, I like that. I like that. What needs to be purged? Really, you're doing it. This is what comes to me. You are decluttering some old beliefs that once served you, but they're no longer serving you anymore. And the way it's coming to me, you just said that you had some new floors put in, and not long after that, you had to lay down or had to be still for a little bit. That floor represents a foundation. Now we have a new floor. There's a new foundation. Some things that maybe you were taught years ago, it's not serving you anymore. There's a push that spirit is trying to get you to do. Let's do something new. I remember this is what's coming to me. When my kids, I had a home that had a large pool. And one day I went outside, I let them go outside, and they were swimming, and they were on the deep end of the pool. I almost had a heart attack because I was like, oh my God. But they were having a good time. And spirit stopped me and said, look at them. They're playing. You're about to make them nervous. Don't do that. And this is what spirit told me. And spirit began to teach me something. They only needed to stay on the 3 feet in until they could handle the 10 feet in. Don't keep them on the 3 feet in when they are ready for that 10 feet in. So now this is what spirit is saying to you. There's a new foundation for you. Let the old beliefs go. You know, the old beliefs like money don't grow on trees. You can't afford all that. What you buying that for? You don't need that. You don't need to get only get what you need. These little things that were once maybe serving you to save money and to help your financial status, but you don't need those anymore. So realize those old beliefs that you no longer need, and let's build a new foundation. Does that make sense to you, Carol?
Absolutely. That's why we're talking today. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're more
Very
than
insightful.
Welcome, Karen. I pray that you feel better real, real soon, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. This 4 weeks, that's plenty for me. I'm listening, believe me. Have a wonderful day and a fabulous weekend to you and everyone who's listening.
Blessings to you, Carol. Bye-bye. You and Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, your spiritual life coach. Yes, you just got to sometimes remove the clutter. That's what we got to do. We got to remove. I want you to think about some things like Carol. What is something I need to, what do I need to let go of? It may be an old boyfriend, and it may be a stuffed animal that your third boyfriend gave you that you're still holding on to because it's causing problems. And believe it or not, I did have a reading with someone. I said, is something in your bed? Because they were having intimate issues. I'm like, is something there? And we figured out what it was. It was an item like that. I said, now, once you remove that, you're going to find things are going to be easier. But it was challenging for them to remove it because they still had deep feelings for that person. And I said, that's the clutter. you ain't in your bed with your husband alone. You know, no, it's the clutter. You got to get rid of the clutter. Listen, I believe that I'm going to Tariq, and we're going to talk with Tariq for just a moment and see, Tariq, what clutter do we need to remove? What is the clutter in your life that we need to remove? We go get Tariq on the line, and we'll be right back, everybody. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I believe we got Tariq on from Atlanta. Tariq, how you doing on today?
I am doing very well, sitting in my office taking a break.
I like that. Sitting in the office taking a break. Now, Tariq, tell me, now, is your office cluttered?
No, actually, it's clean.
Ooh. Now, do you work better with a clean office or a cluttered office? Because some people really do. They love the clutter. I don't. But do you work better with a cluttered office?
It's got to be clean, because if it's cluttered, it'll make me very uncomfortable.
There you go, Tariq. Really, when I come in my office, I got to have everything just in its place. Even that I'm that way.
Exactly.
When I go to sleep at night, I want everything. I guess I'm old fashioned that way. I want the house clean. So when I wake up in the morning, you know, I don't like dirty dishes. I don't like dishes in the sink. I like a clean kitchen. That's the one area of the house I really love to have clean. When I wake up in the morning, because I'm going straight for a fresh cup of coffee, so I like to have a clean kitchen. So, Tyreek, tell me, what area in your life do you need to remove clutter?
I think it's my mind. Sometimes my mind gets in the way. And the reason why I state that, currently I have a roommate that's staying with me, but he does not want to get a job. And so, but he actually helps me out due to my my medical condition, which is seizures. I have seizures like randomly, like out of nowhere sometimes. But but the job I do have, I'm actually able to pay everything, but as well as you're there. So my mind is cluttered, like, okay, we got bills to pay, so everything is on me. So why won't you get a job? So my mind is cluttered, like, should I tell him, like, hey, you need to leave? Because I know he's helping. And my mother's like, hey, you know, he needs to stay. I was like, but hey, I'm paying for two people, and he needs to get a job. He's grown enough to get a job. And my mind is cluttered, like, what should I do? Should I, hey, tell him go home, or tell him, hey, stay here, because I know you're helping me just in case if I need medical, you know, medical help, because there's nobody here. Except for, I have a medical dog, and, you know, the dog can't call 911 or anything like that, and I try to be funny.
I understand. You know what? I have to be a little tough with that statement or with that question. I have to be a little tough. And I've heard people make the statement, I would do this, but, and that's what I hear in your statement. I would tell him to leave, but he's helping me. I would do this, but. Now, look at the first part of that. I would do that. That's telling me what you really want to do. That's what you really want to do, because you're not comfortable. And that's what you should do with this. That first part is always what you should do. I would do this, most important, I would do this, but. Now, there's always other ways of somebody helping you. Maybe you can get another roommate, but you are uncomfortable. What we believe in the law of attraction is you attract what you feel. Like attracts like. I say like feelings attract more like feelings. So when you go home, you're not happy because you're paying for two. You're not able to really rest because the back of your mind is saying, he don't even have no job. He eating up my hamburgers. I paid for that meat. So you still going through this. Is that making sense?
Most definitely.
So therefore, I have to encourage you. I would really look for other alternatives, because our home has to be a place of rest. It has to be a place of peace. So maybe need to look for another roommate. And of course, what comes to me is these commercials that they have. They normally, these items that they have for the elderly, but you can use it as well when they have these buttons that you push. It's on a necklace and you push for emergency help. So that our elderly can stay by themselves. You may need to get one of those devices that when you feel the seizure, because I used to have seizures when I was a child, you can alarm somebody, hey, I need medical help. Or maybe tell your landlord or someone that if I need help, you know, somebody can call or get in. I'm quite sure somebody else may have a key to get into your place. But there are other alternatives. You want to feel better about where you're living, okay?
Okay. Gotcha.
Does that make sense to you, Tyreek?
It makes 150,000%. Yes, sir. Makes sense.
Because right now, Tyreek, let me tell you what. I want you to answer this question. Based on what I just said, how do you feel?
I'm still a little edgy, but again, I know I need the help, because even my frat brothers and their wives and et cetera, it's like, hey, you need somebody there to help you. And I mean, I've known him for years, and he helps out. I mean, sometimes, hey, he's like, what you need? I go to the store for you, or hey, I keep the house clean and so forth like that. He doesn't invite people over the house or anything like that. He's never disrespectful or anything like that. So he's a good dude.
Now, you see what you just did? Let me share with you what you just did. You just did, gave me the pros and the cons, which is good. But is that good enough for you? That's what you want to look at. Is that good enough for you? If it is, then stop the complaining. Let's move on. If it's not good enough for you, then you need to make a change, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
All right, Tyreek, hang in there. Let me know what happens, okay?
All right, will do.
Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I am glad to be with you on today. Listen, we got to remove the clutter. Somebody right now, I promise you, you are ready for a change, you're ready for an increase in your life, but it could be that there's clutter that is in your way. We want to remove that clutter. We want to remove it, that we can make room for the good that is trying to get to us. Listen, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere because I got more callers in queue. But right now, what I want you to do is think about, what do I need to remove? What clutter do I need to remove? Why am I not going for that new job? What is blocking me from reaching my next level of success? What clutter is that? I'll be right back. In tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am so glad to be with you on today, talking about removing the clutter. Removing the clutter. I had a young lady that was I was giving a reading to, and we discovered that she's having difficulty removing her parents' things. Her parents deceased, and they are deceased. And she was, their things now are clutter, and it's challenging to remove those things. But she wants to do it. It's just a challenge. And because she's ready to move into another home. And so it was the clutter. We had to go through that process of removing the clutter, first mentally and then physically. Somebody, again, we may have these items in our closets, old clothes, old shoes, old purses, you know, just different things that we have that we don't have a place for. It's not serving us anymore. We have to remove the clutter. And then I found out another suggestion I gave to her was find somebody that may need these items. It's not throwing them away. It's passing them on. Even if it's Goodwill, somebody may find that item that really couldn't afford it at a retail price, but they can afford it at this price. Pass it on. Because one thing, and my mother's deceased, one thing I know that she would not want is me to be grieving and become stagnant over her items. This is my mama's bedroom setup. This is my mother's chair, because I do have a special chair of hers. This is my mother's bowl and plate, her dishes. And no, it is to be passed on. Cherish the memory by letting somebody else that need it use it. Don't hold on to things that become clutter. Somebody else could use those items. Somebody else can really say, hey, I really need this help. You can help them by passing on your family members' items and share that love of your family. Listen, I believe I'm going to Joan. Let's see if we can get Joan on the line. Joan, how are you doing on today?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Joan, now, Joan, what clutter do you need to remove from your life?
Well, I'm going to ask you that question about me. Here's the situation. My sister passed on. It's going to be 2 years in July. And I had like a really good communication with her in spirit, with dreams and visitations and just things in my mind and that. And lately, I haven't been able to communicate with her. And I know it must be some type of clutter in my mind doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could help me with that. Or you could tell me.
You changed the procedure. Something, it's like I'm getting like I'm changing directions. Like I was going one route and I went somewhere else. So it's really, she's still there. She is still there, but it's like you went somewhere else. You did something different that caused a little bit more stress. That's all. It's just, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm getting that it's job related or money related, and it's causing you not to be able to hear. It's something dealing with money related issue that is causing you not to hear her, but she is there with you. What is the money issue that you just recently embarked upon?
Well, I just retired a couple months ago, and so that changed my financial situation, but not in a bad way, because I'm going to cope with it, you know, and just cut back on things and tighten my belt, and I'll be okay.
Of course, but it's changing your mindset. And
okay.
So right now, all you're doing is going through, it's not necessarily bad. It's just that, again, like we move into another house and we got to get everything, get the clutter out. I was like, oh, I'm happy where I am, but I got to get these boxes. I got to unbox stuff because I got a new way I'm doing things. Or like I did, I redecorated one of my bedrooms. And so it's going to be a mess for a moment here until I get everything moved around. Then I can settle down like, okay, now it's looking the way I desire for it to look. That's all. It was just a change of direction. She is still there. And right now she's more so like a backup guide, but she is there. She is still there and conversing with you. It's just by means of guidance. It's not necessarily a conversation. It's more so an internal feeling. Okay. And sometimes you will feel that feeling, but it's not as strong as it used to be, but it's getting there. Don't worry about it. She is right there. Now, I don't know why I have to tell you this, but you do need to drink more water. You do need to drink more
water. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Well, wonderful, Lisa. I'm sorry, Joan. I want you to stay encouraged. Hold on, Joan. Okay. You going to travel?
I don't really have any plans.
I feel traveling is for you. I feel traveling is for you.
Okay.
And I feel like I've never been to a Niagara Falls or something like that, but I feel like I'm by a big waterfall. So I want you to look at traveling, because I think it's going to help eliminate some tension and free your mind to expect greater possibilities, okay?
Okay.
Go for it, Joan. Let me know how things are working out for you, okay?
Thank you, Michael. Have a good one.
Same to you. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am grateful. Let's see. Now, there's a Lisa. I need you to unmute now. I know Lisa is next. Lisa, unmute your phone for me, and let's see if I can talk with you, Lisa, because we're decluttering our lives. There's so much for us to do. Don't let clutter, don't let negative mindsets block you from your next blessing, your next miracle, your next manifestation. Lisa, how are you doing on today?
I'm good.
Good, Lisa. Now, Lisa, what do you need to declutter from your life?
Well, I declutter on a regular basis, so, but at this moment in time, these past 6 weeks, I injured my foot, and I don't know how, but it still hurts really bad, and my mind is cluttered with, why is it not healed, or should I go to the doctor, and I'm in pain every day, and have to walk kind of funny, and now the pain's going up my leg because I'm adjusting my balance. And so as far as material things, I do that on a regular basis because that's how I like it.
Well, it's not necessary. The material things represent the spiritual or the emotional or the mental things. So let's go with something. Have you been to the doctor for this issue?
No. Right. I don't know if I should or not. Because what, you know, I just think, well, what are they going to do? Like, should you give an X-ray and can you, and tell me what's going on, or
no,
and just give me, you know, pills? I don't know. I don't go to the doctor that often, and I don't like going to the doctor.
Ah,
I don't know if it would be worth it or not.
There we go. Now that's what your mind is cluttered with. It's cluttered with, I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't like the doctor. And nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it at all. But I don't want to go to the doctor. What if it could heal on its own? Leave it alone. It'll be all right. But see, all these questions, whether they are right or wrong, they're cluttering your mind. It's nothing wrong with the dishes in the sink. They're perfectly good dishes. They just dirty. They just need to be clean. Well, I don't feel like washing dishes. I don't like washing dishes. I don't feel like touching it. But it's nothing wrong with the dishes. Just need to be clean. So all of this, have you ever had like duties that you had to do, housework that you had to do, and you just kept putting it off? And it becomes a clutter.
Yeah.
It becomes clutter. Those clothes in the corner, they still need to be folded, but now it's aggravating clutter. You know, oh, why I got to always fold the clothes? Well, you're the only one there. They're your clothes.
Yeah.
So I have to encourage you. Something. What the clutter is, I have to be in the flow. This is right now, this situation appears to me, and even spiritually, that it's getting a little bit more intense. So it's getting worse. So we need to go and seek medical attention. That's what they're there for. Or seek some type of attention regarding this issue and declutter the mind so you can be free to know what it is and what it is not. So that's where you are right now. Get rid of that clutter. Go on and make the appointment. Go on and see the doctor. It's not going to hurt. Hopefully it won't, but it will help to ease the mind to say, hey, now I can really move forward. I know what I need to do for the situation. Make it easier on yourself. That's what I hear. Make it easier on yourself. Does that make sense to you, Lisa?
Yes, it does.
So let's declutter the mind. That's what I really want to encourage you. Declutter the mind from the worry. And we'll know how to plan. Well, the doctor said I probably need to stay on my feet for about another week so I can prepare for that. And that helps me to be at ease, to be more comfortable. I may not like it, but at least I know what I need to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Lisa. Keep me posted, and I pray that you feel better, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, don't forget now, you can text the word reading to 40691. You can text the word reading to 40691, and you can schedule your personal private one-on-one reading with me, your spiritual life coach, okay? Let's see what God wants to say, what Spirit wants to say to you that will help us achieve greater success. What do you need to declutter? Think about it. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. We gotta declutter. We gotta get rid of it. The things that are no longer serving you. Now, somebody got love on the way, but hey, you're too cluttered. And you know what? Sometimes you can even be too cluttered with your children, with different things. And one gentleman, he told me this about a week or so ago. He said, Dr. Mosley, I just don't have time for a wife. I'm not ready for a wife. I'm not. Now, he has children, but I'm not ready for a wife. Why? And what was that saying? I have too much clutter. I have too many things in my life. I got a business over here. I got this over here. I got my son over here. It's so much going on. So sometimes we're saying, I do want this, but sometimes we're not ready for what we want. I do want it. I would love to have that new car, but I don't have room to put that car. I already got two old cars in my garage right now. I would love to have this particular item, but I don't have room for it. We got to declutter our lives. I'm going to the phone line. Let's talk with Chanel out of Atlanta, Georgia. Chanel, how you doing on today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Chanel. Now, Chanel, what clutter do you need to remove from your life?
Well, I was moving some things this morning while you said that, and I'm dealing with two properties, so I have a space where I can move some things to another location because the place that I have in Midtown is definitely getting too small, and I'm growing out of it. You know how that is.
So we're growing out. I like the way she said that. We're growing out of it. And, you know, sometimes we grow out of things. We grow out of things. It's not necessarily bad. It's just that we have grown out of this. I don't need it anymore. And I want everyone to recognize maybe I've outgrown this. I've outgrown that game Candyland. What's that other game I used to have? The operation, you operate on the little guy, and if you hit the side, it make a little buzz noise, and you know.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know either.
But now, every now and then, you do want to go back to some of the old games.
The little game, Operation.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, Chanel, what can I look into for you on today?
Well, I'm still waiting to hear back from one of my main clients for the state to go back to the office. Had my meeting with them in December, and you gave me some really powerful words on that. Mm-hmm. And I showed them what I had, and they've been I got a call back in March saying that they're still looking at people to bring them back into the office, but they had a budget cut, so that's why they didn't bring us back in January. So it's still lingering. So I'm just wondering what's really happening. What's going on? Should I be going back into the office, or should I just be, you know, content with kind of working from home and relocating to another state? And
let me change a word because as soon as you said this, I heard a word. It's not that you should be content. It should be that you should be appreciative. And that hopefully that doesn't sound mean, because that's not what Spirit is saying. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, in everything, give thanks. That means find the good, find the joy, something to be thankful about. That I still have this ability. I still have the ability to work. I still have this opportunity. I still have a chance at this. Hold on to that. It's not necessarily saying you need to just be content. Because there is another scripture that in the Bible that says, whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. But what it's really saying is, I've learned to be thankful. I've learned to be appreciative. Okay, I'm going to appreciate what I have in anticipation for what is to come. I am appreciative for what I have. Now, one thing I also tell certain clients about me being a preacher, a pastor, and a prophet, a spiritual intuitive. One thing I say is sometimes we have to understand how to pray. And Spirit gives us guides, but sometimes we kind of miss them. Now, what you just told me was that they haven't brought everybody into the office back because of budget cuts. So it's not necessarily saying it's a personal issue. What that is saying to me is they really would bring you back in a heartbeat. It's just a budget cut. We cannot afford to bring you back. So now, what we need to pray for is not necessarily for the job, because what they're saying is, you got the job. We just can't afford to bring you back. So now we need to pray for God or Spirit to increase the budget. That's what you should focus on. Help my company's budget to increase that they can afford to bring me back. That's what we pray for. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
So learn how to hear the clue. It's even like in medicine, they're trying to find out, my head hurts, but we got to find out what is the cause of this. I'm going to give you some Tylenol that may help the symptom, but the cause of it, we still need to find. So the cause of your situation right now is the budget cut. It's not you. You got the job, but it's the budget cut. So now let's pray that they increase the budget to hire you back into the office, okay?
Yes.
Well, hang in there. Let me know what happens, Chanel, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and you know what? We're decluttering. We got to get rid of the clutter because there's so much good that is trying to come your way. I believe I got Harriet from Avon Park, Florida. Harriet, where you been?
Hey! I've been missing you.
Harriet, I'm so glad. Harriet, what do you need to declutter from your life?
I know I need to declutter this room. And I really get low. I keep bills because I need to tear my name off all this junk mail, but I do need to declutter.
So you're telling me you need to declutter, like you got actual physical mail,
papers.
Old mail and papers that you need to declutter?
You know, junk mail that you want to tear your name off before you trash it.
Now, Harriet, I want to ask you a question. Why you need to tear your name off of it?
Because, you know, people so crooked these days, they be done dug in the mail and found your name to do something. Just like I ordered some bikes offline, and it was a fraudulent company.
Okay, now, that's fine how you want to do that, but I'm thinking, well, you already got the mail. It already came to you, but you're talking about, like, people going through your trash and different things of that nature. Is that what Okay, but now let me tell you this, though. If it's getting to be too much of a problem, really, you got to get to that point where we just got to dump it, either burn the trash or get a, what they call that, I have one on the side of my desk, a paper shredder, and maybe have your kids or some grandkids or somebody come over, because I let my kids do it. They love it. Just let it go through the paper shredder. They love it. But you got to jump on that because it's causing too much clutter in your life physically and emotionally. Right. And by the way, I do send my condolences to the passing of your father. I saw that on Facebook. So
thank you.
We certainly are. I was praying for you during that time because I know it's not ever easy. But Harriet, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Okay, Dr. Mosley, I've been fighting with fear. And the 22nd is the date that I really want to go and take my test. For some reason, the 22nd. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else happening on the 22nd, but I would like to fight this fear and go take that state exam so I could pass it for my real estate.
Okay.
So if you got anything to tell me what I should do to pass it.
No, go for it. That's it. Just go for it. I believe you got it. I believe you got it. Go for it. And I love that you said, I want to take this on the 22nd. I don't know why. Well, of course, 22 is a master number. It's a master number. And so it's a double number of strength. 22 is a master number of a teacher. It's a teaching ability. So I would definitely take the test and let's see the opportunities that are coming, that are going to come your way on that date. I believe you're going to do well. Have great anticipation. Don't fight with fear. Let fear go. You don't even need to engage in a battle with fear. You just go on your faith and expectancy. I'm expecting to pass. So go for it. I'm praying for you, and I really, and now declutter. Declutter, because that's going to help you pass, because as you declutter naturally, it declutters your mind mentally. So something you don't have to worry about. When you come to study, you ain't got to worry about that pile of papers over there. You ain't got to worry about that pile over there that's in the corner. No, just declutter the mind and say, because I'm ready to pass this this test, and I'm ready for a new level of success in my life. So remember what I said. Mm-hmm. There are great opportunities that are coming for us, but sometimes they don't have a space to land or a space to enter because we have so much clutter going on. So declutter and expect to pass. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Mosley.
You're more than welcome. Stay encouraged, and I'm serious. Let me know what happens, okay?
All righty.
Listen, I thank you so very much. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. And I want to go to Angelica. I believe Angelica. Angelica, I need you to... Angelica, I need to see if you can unmute your phone for me. Are you still there, Angelica? That go, Angelica. Angelica, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing good, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Angelica, what is something that you need to declutter from your life?
I don't know so much. I'm just joking.
She says so
much. How much time do you have?
Okay. Okay. Don't make me laugh. Don't make me I'm on the mic. Don't make me laugh. Angelica, tell us one thing that you need to declutter.
Okay, I'm gonna stop laughing. I'm gonna say this is serious, this is important. I would like to know how can I stop having this feeling of I'll give you an example. I'm tired of having to ask permission for everything that I want to do in my life, especially in relates to money, financial. I have this great relationship, great husband, but everything, he's the main provider of the house, so he controls everything. And I just feel tired. I feel bad that I always have to ask for money. I wanted to get back in that place that I have my own money and I can do whatever the heck I want to do without asking permission.
And so, what's blocking you from doing that?
I don't know.
Does your husband support you having your own money?
Not really. I don't think I stopped working a long time ago to be taking care of our house and taking care of the kids and taking care of, helping with my mother-in-law, which I love to death. But, I don't know. I don't really think I can go back to work,
Okay. Well, let me, because of a lack of time, let me just basically give you what I'm sensing. The real issue is you are at a point of not really believing in yourself that you can mm-hmm. do this. For whatever reason, it's like, again, let me go back to the example. I know the dirty dishes are in the sink and all they need mm-hmm. to do is just be washed. But I don't feel like washing them or I don't want to go over there. You can mm-hmm. do this. You know you have the ability. You did it before. You made your own money before. But it's like mm-hmm. you don't feel motivated to do that. You got to increase your motivation. You have to increase mm-hmm. your own ability. So let's declutter. What we have to declutter is our limited beliefs about ourselves. We have to declutter the opinions of other people. How do we do that? Well, the way we do that is replacing those thoughts. We have to... get more motivation, watch something motivation, find out what you want to do, look at other people that have done that, build I told someone this the other day, a lovely young lady, she was an adult entertainer at one point, and I don't judge her for that, she was a stripper at one point, and I said, I have great respect for you, because that means you were bold to stand out on that stage and took off all your clothes for the entertainment. And she loved it. She has a wonderful body and she loved it. She was not ashamed of it. She loved it. Well, years later, she still has a beautiful figure, but she's just like, I want to make my own money just like you. I said, well, look at what you did before. If you have, mm-hmm. think back on what you did, that took guts. You, girl, you were doing it. If you realize you did it back then, you should know you can do it now. You can mm-hmm. do this. So think back on what you have done and realize I can do that and more. Not only do I have the knowledge, but I have even more experience. As the world famous Dr. Michael L. Mosley would say, Angelica, you got to talk yourself into it. This is your life. not your husband's, not your children's, not mother-in-law, not anyone else's. This is your shot today. Declutter your life and go for it. Declutter what everybody else says, what everybody else does. Think about you. And you're not being selfish. You're being prioritized. That's what I need you to remember. You're not being selfish. You're being prioritized. You want fulfillment. You just don't want money. Money is not really what you're looking for. Yes, that's the result of what you really want. What you really want is self-fulfillment. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes.
So now I need you to talk yourself into it, Angelica, and realize what you did before, you can do that again, or you could do something else because you have the ability to do it. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, greater is he who is within you than he that is in the world. You got the goods, Angelica. And I'm going to say, like we say in the hood, show us what your mama gave you, okay?
Okay.
And she gave you great insight. She gave you great ability. Your family gave you great strength. You're much stronger than what you give yourself credit for. Let's declutter from the mindset of others and focus on the possibility that is yours. Will you do that for me, Angelica?
I will. Thank you, Dr. Mosley. You're the best.
You're so sweet. I love you so much. Take good care. Now, let me know of your success. And you go say, I got my own money. All right?
All right.
Okay. God bless your heart. I can't wait till her husband. One day she goes surprise her husband with a gift and say, this is for me. You know, and where you get the money for? Don't worry about it. I got this. Listen, everybody, you are tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. Really, my wife did that. We went on vacation and we prepared everything. And right before I was getting ready to go in and pay for the hotel, she said, don't worry about that. Put your wallet back. I got this, boo. I got this. I'm like, well, go ahead on then. You got your own money like that? All right, I ain't mad at you. Listen, I want to encourage you. Declutter your life. Declutter your life. That's great success that is meant for you. Declutter it. Really focus on what you can do and eliminate those things that are no longer serving you. Those that silverware that you got just stacks of it in the house. I'm that way. Food that have expired. We had some canned goods that had been expired. We're like, oh Lord, we're getting rid of this stuff. Those old coats. I got children's clothes that need to be gone to Goodwill or someone. You know what? Pass the blessing on. Somebody else could really use those items that are in your garage or in your attic. Somebody else could really use that treadmill that you haven't used in a while. Declutter. And see the real beauty of your home. See the real beauty of your life. See the real beauty of your capabilities. You can do it. Sometimes you may have to let some people go. Say, hey, we friends and all, but right now you're not helping me. I'm not benefiting from our friendship. I need to declutter. I need to move you out of my life. Sometimes you may not need to answer that call. We just need to declutter. There's so much success that is coming for you, everybody, and I want you to realize that. But sometimes it's already there. It's just the space is already preoccupied. Listen, I'm not out of words. I'm not out of love, but I am out of time. So while I have to go take a break and we'll come back on this again, I need us to work on decluttering. Even in your car, get all that stuff out the trunk you ain't using. I love you so much. Stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. Blessings, everybody. I'll talk to you again real soon.